Okay, let's get into Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Aleph. As we have started Perek Chelek, yesterday was the beginning of the Perek, and now we have over the next couple of weeks amazing Dafim, amazing stories, very large Dafim in terms of Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim and all related issues. As we know, where did this come from? We have just finished through the 10th Perek. We have just finished the Dalet Mises Bezdin, where the Gemara listed off over the past 60 blot or so. The Mishnayos have discussed the four ways that a Bezdin would put somebody to death, and then we have just finished going through each of those examples, including a whole Perek on Ben Sarah Mora, which was one of the Niskalin, and lastly, the Nechnakin, which included Zakin Mamre, and other issues, and a Roseach, and related Navi Halachas, and now we get into, but we know that anybody who's put to death is Misvada, and has a Chelek to Olam Haba. But there are a couple of exceptions, and that's what this parak is all about, these types of issues. Hence the name Chelek, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Everyone has a Chelek, and this first daf, as we started to discuss yesterday, discusses the source of Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. The Gemara is already noting that it's not explicit anywhere, or maybe it is, but the Torah doesn't say, yes, the Mesim will live. But the Gemara goes through a number of opinions figuring out exactly what the source is. So we'll start about 15 lines up from the bottom on Tzadi Amebez, Itmar Nami. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami, Amar B'yochel, Mishim Rav Shimon Yochai, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Esim. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the dead alive? V'yodea Masha Asalios, and that Hashem knows what is going to occur. Shenemar, Hincha Shochev Mavosecha V'kam. V'gomer. Again, that's not the pashas of that pasuk, which we already had. Moshe Rabbeinu says at the end of his life, you are going to die, v'kam, and then if you put the comma there, come, and then you'll get up. After dying, get up. That's a remez, that's a hint of Tchias HaMesim. Even though if you continue reading the pasuk, it's not the pashas of the pasuk, that is what is mentioned. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yosi, B'davar Zeziyafti Sifrei Minim. With this point, I proved wrong the books of the Apikarsim, those heretics who only believed in certain parts of the Torah. Shaya Omrim ain't Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. They said, oh, there's no source in the Torah for the dead becoming alive again. Amarti lahem, ziyaftim taraschem, v'lo ha'leisa b'yedchem. Right, you falsified your Torah, and it did not go up in your hands. Klum shatem Omrim ain't Tchias HaMesim in the Torah. You say there's no such thing, there's no remez to it. And again, they only believe in Torah Shebichsav. So if they don't find a remez in the Torah, then they're not going to believe it at all. So you say it doesn't exist. Harehu Omer, hi kares ti kares hanefesh hahi avona ba. That soul will be cut off. The sin will be in it. So what's the double lashon of shall surely be cut off? Hi kares ti kares ba'olam hazeh avona ba. Right, it will be cut off from olam hazeh. Its sin will be in it. What is that phrase adding? It's already cut off. La'emas, la'av olam haba. Doesn't that mean that even in olam haba, it will be cut off? Meaning, there's another stage that's going to be, which they will be cut off from. But normally it would occur. V'yomer le'er pavel abayavid le'ma luhu shravayo mehi kares tikares. What do we have to bring in avon haba for? Just say there's a double lashon of hi kares tikares. So that itself could teach me the remez to tchias hameisim. Inu haviyamri le, no, they would have answered dibra Torah, no, the Torah is not teaching us anything with that double lashon. The Torah sometimes talks in an emphatic language like people, and therefore that wouldn't be a raya. And Kitanoi, just finishing up this section, and this, whether you darsh it this way, is really a machlokas tanoim. Hi kares ti kares, hi kares ba'olam hazeh, ti kares ta'olam haba. Dev Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva darshins each of the words. Right? He will be cut off. One who sins and does not do tshuva will be cut off from this world and the next world. Right? No tchias hameisim. Amar le Rebbe Yishmael, v'alok far nemar. Rebbe Yishmael says, but doesn't it already say, as Hashem hu megadev v'nichrasa. Right? And the blasphemer curses God, v'nichrasa, and will be cut off. That's a third language of being cut off. V'chishlosha olamim yesh. Are there three olamos? Right, at most as two, Elavanikrasa Balamazet, he kares Lalamaba, he kares, Dibra Torah Kalashabade Adam. So that's darshaning it like the meaning would have darshened it, but that's what we don't need to darshen it that way, that's okay. Bainu Rabbi Shaw, Bainu Rabbi Kiva, Avona Ba my Avdibe. So what I do with the third phrase? Look at the Tanya, Yochala Filuasa Chuva, Tamalomar Avona Ba, Lo Marti El Bisman, Shavona Ba. only a sin is still with the person, that's when it is, it lasts. If you, I don't know if I mentioned it, yesterday, which is, was the last cycle, but, if you remember the Gemara Masechet Shabbos that discusses when Bnei Yisrael first received the Torah, after Dibur number one, they died. And Hashem gave them the dew of Tchias of Esim, and they came back alive. And after Dibur number two, we died again. And then Hashem did it again. After the first Dibros, then we said, okay, Moshe, just you give it to us. You know, we can't handle this. But why did Hashem do that? Hashem knew that they were going to die, and then they have to be brought to life again. Even at the beginning of our relationship with Him, He wanted to give us the message of Tchias of Esim. And not only to give us the message, but for us to experience it. Right, all of Am Yisrael experienced it all the way at the beginning of Har Sinai. Right away, we experienced Tchias HaMesim. Right, the second bracha we say by every Amida is Mechaya HaMesim. It's such a defining tenet of our faith that this world is not the end all and the be all. Right, we recognize clearly that there is another stage. This world is a stepping stone. Right, that's what we say. Rachman al-Slan at Alavaya. The first thing we say at Alavaya. Right after the burial takes place, we turn around and we say the special Kaddish that we only say by a Siyum and by a Kvura, which talks about Tchias HaMesim, do Asilis Chadaso, Lachim Esayel, Asaka Alma. Right after the burial, we turn around and we say, Hashem, we believe in Tchias HaMesim. And we know what's going to happen and we know what's going to occur. That's what all of these Ramazim that are brought in the Torah hint to that idea. Okay, fourth to last line. Now we have many different questions that various heretics ask our religious leaders. Shala Cleopatra, Malkisa, Esrbi Meir. Cleopatra the queen, Esrbi Meir. Amra, she said, Yadana Dechai Shechvi. I know that the dead will live. Dichsiv, Ayatitsu Meir, Keesef Haaretz. They will sprout from the city like the grass of the lands. I believe in that. Ella, an interesting compared to grass. Right, what's the message of comparing to grass? So we mentioned in the pastor of Dessler. If Dessler writes, why is it so hard to believe in Tchias HaMesim? After all, he says, if you look outside, you plant some seeds in the grass. Let's say you fast forward time. All of a sudden, you see from the ground, he says it this way. Let's say you're looking at your backyard window, and all of a sudden you see a finger come out of the ground. And then after the finger, you see a hand come out of the ground. And then you see an arm come out. We witness Tchias HaMesim. What would we do? We would faint. We would start screaming. We wouldn't. And yet, if we look out of the ground and we see a little blade of grass come out of the ground, or a leaf, and then after the leaf you see a branch come out of the ground, and after the branch we see a larger branch, and then we see a trunk, you see a tree come out of the ground. That we're not excited about. That doesn't do it for us. What's the difference? There are things coming out of the ground. Right? I put a seed in and it's normal for a tree to come out of the ground. It's just that's what I'm used to. But from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's viewpoint, there's no difference between the two. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of Teva, and Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of Nes. Right, both of them are equally miraculous, like the Ramban's Lashon at the end of Parsha's Bo, that we have to believe that everything is miraculous, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so we have to re-up. So maybe that's also hinted to in Cleopatra's question to Rabbi Meir. I know that the dead will live like the grass, quoting the Pasuk in Tehillim. Ella, but what's her question? Kishahein Omdin, Omdin Arumin, Obilvushe, and Omdin. Will they stand up naked? Will we have Tchias HaMesim naked or with our clothes? Amar lah, kavacham mechita. He said, like, just like we're born naked, so maybe the second time we're born, we're also going to be born naked. Right? Or is it with our clothes? So Amar lah, so Rabbi Meir answered, kavacham mechita. No, it's a kavachomer from a piece of wheat. Umachita shenikbra aruma. Yotza bakama levushin. Wheat, I put a little naked seed in the ground and it comes out all clothed with shells and a lot of other outer layers. So tzaddikim shenikbaram b'levushin alachas kama v'kama. Tzaddikim that are buried with their levush in a levush, surely they will come out with a levush. There is a question in the Rishonim: which levush will they come out with? Will they come out? Will we come out with the levush that we were buried in? The tachrichin, right? As the Gemara talks about at the end of Ksubis, don't be buried in black or white or red. Right? Or is it the levush that we had in our heyday? Right? So that's the question. Tosfos discusses this in Ksubis. Kuf yud aleph amabes. Mashba bilavushayin shenikbaru. Dahainu tachrichin. Aval birushalmi. Dahanose amar rebi labanov. Miatu b'tachrichin she'asidim tzadikim she'yamdu b'levushehen. Mashba miatu b'tachrichin she'asidim tzadikim she'lo yamdu b'tachrichin el b'levushehen mechayim. Right? Tosa discusses which type of that Gemara over there. Kusubis Kufiral, of quotes the Gemara here also, the Chita Gemara, and has that discussion. Right? There are different minhagim that we even do during burial that is merames to us chias amesim. We discussed months ago, not so recently, a tshuva of the Chassam Sofer, where he discusses that the minhag is to bury now we have cemeteries and they're facing all different directions, but in the cemetery that in his city, they buried with the feet facing the door of the cemetery. The feet facing the door of the cemetery. Why? As a remez to tchias amesim. And the question was, there was no room in the cemetery. They had to get a new, they started a new area in the cemetery, and it was only going to work if they buried them the other way. Right? Not, let's say, north-south, but east-west. They put the bodies. So is that okay? That was the question. So he said, well, if you look where we are, right, he was in Europe, he says, you can get to Eretz Yisrael in two ways. You could either go east and then go south, or you could go south and go across the Mediterranean and then go east. So he said, either way, Tchias HaMeisim is going to work. So it's fine. It's fine. It doesn't matter which way you're going to bury. You could do north, south, or east, west. So another remez that we do, he said, it's all about the belief in Tchias HaMeisim. But related to this, there is a minog that's quoted. If you look at the end of the Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam, Rabbi Avram Danzig, who was one of the Machatanim of the Gra in Vilna, and he at the end of Hilchas Avelus, he has Matzeves Moshe. Matzeves Moshe is a matzeva for Moshe, a son of his that he writes in Agama, an unbelievable Talmud Chacham who died at a very young age on Purim one year. And he wrote this section of the Chachmas Adam as a matzeva to his son Moshe, Matzeves Moshe. So he writes there that there was a minhag of burying people with a cane in their hand. It was a minhag. Usually you bury hands open, but he said there was a minhag. Umasha omrim ksas shekofefin etzbos kadeilitin biyado sharvit shekorin geplach. Right, some type of a cane. Also, to be merames, you're going to get up and walk. L'dayti, he's not into the minhag. Hageplach heim chucha v'tlula. V'lo matzasi mizeh shum remez, b'shum sefer me'akanmonim. Shekos v'ninik for us amez. I looked in all the minhag books about burial. V'gam b'sefer ma'aver yavok shlo iniach shum minhag lo zachar mizeh. You want to put the cane in, that's fine, but don't put the hand around the cane and close the hands. Right? That's not what our minhag is. Our minhag is to leave the hands open. But he quotes this. The Chassam Sofer also discusses this. Again, there are many. All the Chevre Kaddishim and Hagim should be followed, but that one he says has no basis, and he's not sure where it came from. Okay, weiter. Omerle Kesel Rabbi Gamliel. So now the Caesar says to Rabbi Gamliel, Amrisa the Shechvi Chaye, you say that the dead will come alive. Havi Afra, v'Afra miyei kachayi, they become dirt. Right? If they become dirt, so how will they live? Amrle Barte Shavke, the Caesar's daughter says, you know what? Can I answer this one? Right? She says to Rabbi Gamliel, Anava Adanale, Shnei Yotzrim Yesh Birenu. Gives a mashal. We have two potters in our city, right? That make that deal with clay utensils. Echad yotzer min amayim, echad yotzer min atit. One makes utensils out of water, and one makes it out of clay. Ezem and meshubach. Which is more amazing? Making utensils out of clay or out of water? Amaleza shiyotzer min amayim. What do you mean? At least by clay you have material. Make it out of water? That's like impossible, right? So that's the one that's more amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so she turns to her father now and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world out of water. Right, so Menatit, of course. Right, what do you mean out of water? So Rashi quotes here, third line, Menamayim hu mitzayer, dimitipa srucha, shehi kamayim hu molid. Right, where do we all come from? We come from a drop. We come from a seed. We have a whole human being from a seed, from water. So you see how Hashem creates from water. So obviously he could create from dirt, which is even more, let's say, easier to create from. Different answer, kavachomer miklischuchis, a kavachomer from glass. This is the answer that the daughter gave to her father. Maklischuchis sha'amalan beruach baser vadam. If a glass kli, which was created through the hard work and through a human being, right, of the glass, you blow into the glass, you shape the glass, nishbru, and yet if glass breaks, yeshlem takana, but still there is a takana for glass, how you remelt it and you make it into another kli, right, so baser vadam. If God himself created the human being, then obviously he could fix it, right? If glass can be fixed, surely a human being can be fixed. So one of those two answers is what the daughter of the Caesar told her father, right, in place of Rabbi Gamliel. Period. Next, so we had the Cleopatra, we had the Caesar, and now we have the next. Amalei Humina. We had another heretic, Rabbi Ami. The heretic says to Rabbi Ami, Amri to the Sheikh Vichaya, you say that the dead are going to live. Vaha havi afra v'afra mikachayi, same question. Right, they all, look, the reality is, right, look in front of us. There's dirt, right? There was not such thing as emuna. It had to be seen. We can't understand it. And if we can't understand it, it's not true. They all felt. On my lay, Sir Biami says, Em shalacha mashal. I'll give you a mashal. Lamad avadome, lamelach pasar vadam, sha'amar lavadav, lechu ubenu li platrin gedolim, b'makon she'mayim va'afar. A king says to his servants, go build for me a beautiful, amazing palace in a place where there's no water and there's no dirt. Meaning it's going to be very hard to build it, where there's no materials there. Like by Mitzrayim, didn't give them the straw for the bricks, it got much harder. So halchu banu also, so they went and they built it, even though it was very difficult. They had to bring materials from elsewhere. Liyamim naflu, and at a certain point it fell down. Amar Lahem, he says to them, chizru banu also. Okay, go build it again. B'makom sheyesh afar umayim, go build it again in a place where there are materials, afar and mayim. V'amru lo, they said, eino niyacholim, we can't. He can't cause Salem. He gets angry at them. V'amalem, he says, V'malkam she'ein mayim v'afar banisim. In a place where there was no water and dirt, you built it. Achshav she'yesh mayim v'afar alachas kama v'kama. In a place where there is water and dirt, of course. Meaning now it's easier. What's the answer? Tchias ha'meisim is easier than stage one. What's stage one? Rashi has two opinions. See Rashi on the right side. Achshav sheish mayim. So first Rashi quotes like the day he had before. V'hachinam yakadosh baruch hu yoteres ha'adam mitipa ktana she'ein ba'mamish. V'kol shekein sheyachol levrosu min ha'afar. If Hashem could create a human being from a drop of nothing, surely from dirt, which is a lot more material. Inami kol ha'olam kulo yatzar mitohu. Or not individually, but the whole world. If Hashem created something from nothing, then obviously he could create from here. So what is that? That's alluding to the Ramban. Or the Ramban might have gotten his idea. The Ramban in Parshas Bereishis on the first pasuk in the Torah. The Ramban writes that creation really took place in two stages. The Ramban says, first Hashem created some type of matter. We don't know exactly what that matter was. Some type of matter. What was called Yesh Me'ayin. Right? That's something that we can't fathom. Right, something from nothing. And then, once that matter was created, then Hashem created the rest of everything from that something. That's what the Ramban writes. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. V'yata shma pirish ha-mikra al-pshuto nachonu barur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara kol ha-nevra'im me'afisa muchletes. Hashem created all creations from total nothingness. That's what the word bara mean. Bara, created, means something from nothing. Yatsar, he's going to get to, means something from something. That's also, we can't understand it. But the first one is even harder for us to understand. It's impossible for us to understand. V'einas lina b'lashon ha-kodesh potsos ha-yish me'ayin el ha-lashon bara. Right, that's the verb you have to use. V'ein kol na'aseh tachat ha-shemesh olamala hovim min ha-ayin hatchala rishona. Nothing since that step one comes from nothing. It's all something from something. Aval hotzi min ha-efes ha-gomor ha-muchlat yisod dak ma'od. Ein bo mamish. Some type of matter. Avahu koach mamsi. That matter was the koach to create everything else in the world. It wasn't matter, a physical matter. Right? You can't understand it. Mucham lekabel hatzura. It was some type of potential in order to then create from it. Velatzeis min hakoach el hapoal. Vehu achomer harishon. Nikro liyavanim. Hiyuli. The hiyuli matter. Viachar hahiyuli lo bara davar avo yatzar veasa. Right? That was what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Ki mimenu himsiya kol v'hilbish atzuros v'tikin osam. And then it continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara elu shneem me'ayin, right? The created the Shemaim and the Chomer, v'shneem levadam nevarim v'akol nasim mehem. V'chulu. And then it continues, that's what tov avohu means. The Rabbi continues there in Bereishis. But that's also maybe what's being referred to here. Right? Hashem created something from where there was no mayimu v'afar. So now that there is mayimu v'afar, there is something, right? It's obviously, easier, says the, Rebbe Ami to the heretic. Continuing. Fourth to last line. And again, we'll try to get in what we can on these very large dafim. We should realize, you know, if we had more time, we'd sit and we'd do all the Marsha and the Ein Yaakov and the Ben Yehoyada, go through the Maharal, all the Mefarshim on the Agada on all of these dafim, but we'll just pick and choose what we can. The Imiyatamamin says, Rabbi, I mean, if you don't believe me about this, the idea that Hashem could create things from dirt, say Labika, go to the valley, Vere'e Achbar. Go see that rodent. Shehayom chetzi abasa v'chetzi adama. Today, it's half ground and half animal. It's an animal that's connected to the ground. Lamachar, wait till tomorrow. Hishritz v'nasa kula basar. Tomorrow it's going to become all basar. It's going to form from the ground. Stop there for a moment. Right? So that is something that comes up where? In Meseches Chulin. Right? Rashi quotes it. Kuf chav zayin. The Gemara there discusses. Is that animal Tamei Mishum Nevela, right? Let's say the animal dies while it's still half ground. If you touch the part of the animal that's animal, right? Not the dirt, right? Is that going to be Matamei Mishum Meser? Now, that's the context there. But the Rambam discusses this in Meseches Chulin. The Rambam says in the Pirush Mishnayos, explaining that Mishnah, he says, Husipur Mefursam Ma'od. It's a famous tale that everybody's heard of, this animal. The Ein Mispar L'Rabim Asher Amruli She'ra'u Oso. I can't tell you how many people have told me that they've seen such an animal. I've never seen it. But the Rambam says many people have told me. U'mitzias Balchai Kazehu Davar Mafli She'ein Ladas Lo Hezber Klal. I can't understand it. I can't fathom that it's such an animal that's half this, half that. But, you know, people tell me that they've seen it, and the Gemara mentions it. Yeah, there have been doctoral theses as well written about this Gemara and this Mishnah in Chulin and this Gemara here where it's referred to. But this is a source in Chazal that talk about such an animal. Continuing, says the Gemara. That's what he says. But he says, you know, that animal came from the dirt and then it became a full animal. So to Tchias Amesim, Shema Tomar, last skinny line, Lizman Meruba. And you might say also, oh, it takes a lot of time. Takes a lot of time for that change to happen. Right, so Allah says, "Alelahar, go up to the mountain, vere'e and see shahayom ein bo ela chilazon echar. Look over the whole mountain range; you'll see one little chilazon, which will translate as a snail, even though that's a questionable. Right, there's one little chilazon. Lamachar yarduk shamim. Tomorrow it's going to rain, and all of a sudden, v'nismala, you'll see all the eggs that you didn't see beforehand, all the billions of eggs that have been laid on this mountain. Right after the rain, they're going to sprout. V'nismala kula chilzonos, and you see the whole mountain is covered with chilzonos. So you see overnight, in a second, right, that it could come from right. They could have one thing, and then overnight there could be millions and millions of beings. Machlokas Rashi Yad Ramah. Is this the chilazon connected to tcheles? So that's a good question. Rashi, last word on the right side, going up to the left side in Rashi. Chilazon, top left. Tola'as is usually translated as a worm. Tola'as, sheyotze min hayam echad l'shivim shana. Here it is. A tola'as that comes out of the yam once every 70 years. V'tsovin b'demo tcheles. And you use its blood for dye, for the tcheles of the tzitzis. Ulechad chila eno nira bechalahar ela chilazon echad. And you usually only see one, but then after it rains, then you see many. If you look in the Gilgamesh Hashas here, he says, look in Rashi, in Meseches Menachos, Rashi there says it's ole min haaretz, not ole min hayam. That's already 2 days in Rashi. If we say this is one of the identifying features, so then you got to figure this out. This is one of the, there much has been written about this in terms of the tcheles, the snail that the tcheles people have found today. This is one of the chazals that is dealt with. You know, how does one explain this? Number one, is it meant to be taken literally? Does this just mean that it's very rare? Or does it mean it's a very rare in Eretz Yisrael, but it could be common in other seas? Again, many different interpretations exactly what this means. The Yad Ramah though says on our Gemara, who says this has to be connected to the Tchelas? Right, it's some other type of Chila zone. Right, says the Yad Ramah, I don't think this has anything to do with the Tchelas. Yesh Omer, he quotes that day, yeah? But he says, Eina Nirim Beineinu, he says, for a number of reasons, I don't think, this has to be connected. Mistaver, the high Chila zone, the Hachalav Hechta Amrina Gabi Tchelasu. Elamina Achrina, the Mivra Me'ara, Umimaya, Umikri Blashan Aravi Chilzum. And he says, I don't think you have to say this is anyway connected to the tzitzis discussion. But again, this is one of the chazals that is important for that discussion. Good. Next, Amarle Hahumina le Gevia ben Pesisa. A certain heretic said to Gevia ben Pesisa. That was his name, and he was a hunchback, or something like a hunchback. His back was crooked. Right, that's what we know about him. Gevia ben Pesisa. So a heretic says to him, Vailachon Chayvaya. Woe to you, you sinner, Chayavaya. Right, or Rashi says, Oy lachem l'rishoyim. Or it's because of you the Rishoyim have difficulty. Something to, related to you and Rishoyim. Why? Damritun Mesi Chayin, because you say the dead will come alive again. The Chayim Mesi, the people who are alive will die. The Mesi Chayin, people who are alive die. You're going to tell me that people who die are going to come alive? I just see people dying. I don't see the opposite. Why does he call him a sinner? Let's call them the sinners. If you look in the Benayahu, right, one of the Ben Yoyada wrote the Ben Yoyada and the Benayahu Ben Yehoyada. The Benayahu and the Ben Yoyada. If you look in the Benayahu, see, he says there, he calls him because, he says, you say something that is not logical, so people hear you say this, and they think the rabbis are just crazy. And therefore, they don't take anything else you say seriously. You know, maybe if you wouldn't say such crazy things like Tchias HaMeisim, you know, people would start taking you seriously. But because you say that, you know, you're causing people to sin because they're just rejecting all of it. Amar Lei, so Gevia says back to him, no, Vaya Lachon Chayavaya. No, you're the problem, right? You're the sin. You're causing the sinners. Da Amritun Meisei Lochayin. You say the dead will not come alive. De Lo Havin, and let me explain to you, De Lo Havichayi. People who were never existent yet become existent, right? When people are born, the Havi Chayel Kol Shekain. People who are alive, surely it's easier to have it to become alive a second time than the first time. So if people are born, don't look at the moment of death. Look at the moment of birth. If people are born and they've never been alive before, right? Then the Havi Chayel Kol Shekain. Omelay. By the way, does that say mean anything about Gilgulim? Right? This said, oh, they've never been alive before. Right, the concept of a Gilgul, that somebody's been alive before, but it doesn't matter. Even if one wants to believe in Gilgul, you know, in this Gilgul, they've never been alive before. Right, and this type of, so you don't have to say that's taking a stand on that issue. So, Amar Lei, Chayavayek Arisli. So the Min says back to Gevia, you called me a sinner? Ikai Mina. You know what? I don't believe in it, but if I stand up at Tchias HaMeisim, by Itna Becha, I will kick you so hard, Upashitna Lak Musech Minach. I will get rid of your hunchback and fix you to your back will be straightened. Amarle, he says, really? If you do that, I'd say thank you. Imata Osekein, Rofei Umanti Kare. If you do that, you'll be called a great doctor. Vischar Harbetito. So he meant it as an insult, but he's like, no, thank you very much. You know, you'll do it to put me in pain, but I'll take that. Taner, period. Taner Rabbanan says the Brisa, we're about to quote something from Megillas Tainus. Remember Megillas Tainus from Maseches Tainus, the scroll that had all the list of holidays that they had during the Beis HaMikdash when great events happened. Happy events happened, and they had that. There were certain days you weren't allowed to fast, certain days you weren't allowed to give aspedim. As the Gemara says in Tainus, the only two that we have left from that book are Purim and Chanukah. Tanarab, everything else was Mavutal. Tanarabana, Besrav, Arba, Ben Nisan, on the 24th day of Nisan, that was one of them. Isnatilu, Dimosnoi, Yehuda, Yerushalayim. The Dimosnoi, what are the Dimosnoi? Rashi, those who argued on our claim to Eretz Yisrael. Right? So they were removed, those who argued. Why? What happened? We had all these different nations that came to us using the Bible. Right? Throughout history, they've done that. Throughout the Middle Ages, throughout the Crusades. They took the Bible and tried to prove us wrong, right? Sefer Yeshayahu was usually one of the ones that was the most used. Isaiah, right? They took Pesukim from Yeshayahu and interpreted according to their own interpretations to say that the Jews have been rejected and the Jews, God doesn't want the Jews anymore and there's a new leader and many, as we discussed in our Yeshayahu Shiurim, which are online, anyone who wants to join, right? We discussed many of their potential interpretations. So here, so what they do, Kshebo b'nei Africa, Ladunim Yisrael, when the Africans came to judge, Lefnei Alexandros Mokdon, right, Alexander the Great, according, if you say that's what Alexander, this Alexander, Amrulo. So they said, Eretz Kanan Mishalanui. They said, what do you mean, Eretz Kanan belongs to us? Dichsiv, Eretz Kanan Ligvulo Seha, the Kanan Avuon Dehanu Inshiavi. And Kanan is our forefather. The Marsha says, this is the Girgashi that had run away originally, and now they're coming back. They want a piece of their land. Amrulu Gevia Ben Pesisa Lachachamim. Gevia says to the Chachamim, Tunali Rishos Ve'elech Vaduni Mohem, Lefnei Alexander's Mokdon. Can I please take this one? I'm going to go debate in front of Alexander. If I lose, Amru, then you could say, oh, you beat Gevia, he's a nothing. You know, we'll send you somebody serious. And if I defeat them, Amru Lahem, Imru Lahem, tell them, Torah's Moshe Nitzachtem. Right? The Torah will beat you. Meaning, I'm not going to take any credit. So let me go. Right? We find various stories about Alexander's Mukdun and Shas. Here you have the debates. Nasala Rishus, they said, fine, you go. Falach Dani Mani went to them. Amar Lam, he says to them in front of Alexander, Mechana Demevian Raya, where do you bring your Raya from? Amar Lomina Torah. They said from the Torah. Amar Lam, Af Anilo Avialechem Raya Elmina Torah. I'm also going to bring you a Raya from the Torah. Shene Amar Vayomer. What does the Pasuk say in Parshas Noach? Arur Kanaan, Eved Avadim Yihyeh Le'echav. Right? Kanaan. Avadim, that's what he was cursed with. Eved shekana nechasim. Eved lemi nechasim lemi. Right, if Canaan's an Eved and he's your forefather, and if he owns anything, who owns any property of the Eved? The master. So, sorry, right, your argument did not work. Velo od. And not only that, elashari kamashanim sholavatunu. There are many years that you haven't served us. Right, so you owe, right, you're an Eved, so you owe our forefather, you know, you owe us servitude. Amar lahem Alexander's Mokdon, hachziru lo tshuva. So Alexander turns to them and says, okay, give him an answer. Amru lo tznu lanu zman shlosha yamim. So he said, okay, gave him 3 days. Nasalam zman, batku v'lo matzu tshuva, miyad barchu. So they ran away, they had no answer. Gevia outsmarted them. V'hinichu sadosem kshen zruos v'karmen kshen netuos. And they left fields and vineyards that were planted and ready. V'osa shana shviyas haisa, and it was Shemitah. So they needed a lot of food anyway. So it all worked out. Why was Canaan cursed by Noach with servitude out of anything he could have cursed him with? So the Shem and Atov writes in one of his Sfarim, in Eved, what did Cham do? Which Canaan comes from Cham. What did they do? They, according to different Midrashim, different Gemaras, either he castrated him, right, his Masaris him, he did something because he wasn't interested in having any more family. He didn't want his father to have any more kids. In Eved does not have any family connection, halachically. Eved in Lochayis. So you don't want family? Okay, I'll curse you that you won't have any family. Right? And that's why also on the night of Pesach at the Seder we have such a focus on family. Right, you got to Levincha and the four Bunim. We have such a connection to an emphasis on family at the Seder because we're emphasizing that we're not Avadim anymore. Right, and a Ben Chorin has family connections. An Eved and Lochayis. That's why Canaan was cursed with his curse, because he rejected his family connection. Good. Shuv Pamachas, Bo B'nei Mitzrayim L'dunim Yisrael, Lefnei Alexander Mokdon. Okay, so then the Egyptians once came to Alexander. Right, everybody wanted this tiny little piece of land. Eretz Canaan. Everybody wanted. There's so much world out there, but they all wanted a piece. So people, the Egyptians came in front of Alexander. Amrullah, Ariomer Vashem Natsan Eschina Amini Mitzrayim Vayashilum. Right? What happened when we left Egypt? Right? The Egyptians gave us a lot of things, and the language in the Torah is Vayashilum, borrowed. Tznu lanu kasev v'zav shana taltem imenu. Please pay us back for all the things that you took. Amar Gevia ben Pesisa l'chachamim. Gevia says to the chachamim. Same conversation. Tznu li rishus ve'lech baduni imoyen lifnei Alexandros. Let me go. Emi natschuni amru lohem hed yoshe baduni tzachtem. Vim aninos anaseach osam amru lohem taraz bosh rabin tzachtem. Let me go. You know, it'll work out. Nozol Rishus Falach Vadani Mayim. So he goes. Amar Lema Heichanat Demivin Raya Amar Lema Torah Amar Lema Afani Lo Avi Lechem Raya Lema Torah. I'll also bring a Raya from the Torah. Shene Emar Umoshav Bnei Yisrael Sheyashu Mitzrayim Shloshim Shana Parba Meyoshana. How long were we in Mitzrayim for? We really weren't. But what does the Torah say? 430 years. Tznu lanu schar avoda. So please, give us the wages of 430 years and 2 million people. 600,000 men. Shel shishim ribo. Shel shibadetem im Mitzrayim shloshim shana v'arba'mei oshana. So, okay, you want us to pay you back the kalim? Okay, first pay us our wages. Right, that's a lot of money. Amar lam ala dadish muktun, haksiru lo tshuva. So Alexander says, good argument, so please answer them. Amru lo tshuva lo nuzman shalosh yamim. Give us 3 days. Tshuva lo nuzman barkov lo matzu tshuva. Miyadi nichus, the same, changed rules, v'karmen, kshin etuos. They left everything that was ready. Ubarchu, vos hashana, shviyas haisa. Right, so therefore, they also left. The Ben Yoyadi here discusses, why didn't they bring the raya from the Bris Ben Abbasarim? Right, but right, you have to bring a raya from here. So he discusses why didn't they bring Bris Abbasarim. So he discusses that here. V'shupa machas, third story. Bo b'nei Yishmael u'b'nei Keturah ladunim Yisrael of Alexander Shmukton. So the b'nei Yishmael and Keturah came. Third, Amr Laris Ben Shalanu v'Shalachem. Right, it's both of ours. Okay, not at least it's also ours. Tichsev Eila told us Yishmael ben Avraham. Tichsev Eila told us Yisrael ben Avraham. Right, Yishmael was also a descendant of Avraham. So, we get a piece. Let me go and take care of this. So let me do it. So he went. And he says, I'll also bring a raya from the Torah. Shene emar, vayitein Avraham es kol asher lo liyitzchak, v'lefnei pilakshim asher la'avram, nasan Avraham matanos. He gave everything to Yitzchak, and to the children of the pilakshim he gave gifts. Meaning, he split up the properties. Av shenasan agatin labana v'chayev, a father who gives agatin. What's agatin? Second to last Rashi. Ksavim shelo yito echad v'chelech haveiro. He gives portions to each son. Kamosha asa Avram liyishmael. Right, he gave to Yisrael shlolito b'mashinas and liyisak klum. Right, if a father splits up his property before he dies, back to the Gemara. V'shigir zeme alze klum yesh laze alze klum. Right, do they have anything on each other? No, Avram split it up, so you didn't get Canaan. I'm sorry. Umay matano. So what did he give them? Amar b'yirme b'abba b'lamed shemasa lahem shame tuma. What does that mean? Different pshatim. Rashi says kishuf ma'isa shedim, some power of the dark side. He gives to the other nations, to Yishmael and to Keturah. Okay, those are the three Gevia ben Pesisa defenses. Next, now we have a famous Gemara, or one we'd like to make famous. Armale Antoninus the Rebbe. We know Antoninus and Rebbe were good friends. Antoninus was one of the Roman, where we keep switching, right? Alexander was Greek. Now Antoninus is Roman. So Antoninus, who was good friends with Rebbe, Armale Antoninus the Rebbe, I have a question. Gufa neshama yichon lifter asma min adin. I have a way that, you know, we all believe in schar va'onesh, but when we stand in judgment in front of God, I have an excuse to exempt ourselves. Right? Because after all, we're made up of a body and a soul. Guf and a neshama. Yechol lifter atzma min adin. They could pater themselves. Ketzad. I forgot to mention. The Mizrahi and the Mefarshim al Torah discuss, you know, how is it that Avram Avinu gave away his property before he died? Isn't there a mitzvah of Yerusha? We say Avram Avinu was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula Ashlo Nitna. He was Mekayim the whole Torah even before it was given. So how did Avram Avinu, how was he able to give away his property? Ask the Mizrahi. Yesh le tamua, ech asa ze Avram, alokim kol Torah Kula, fila erev tafshilin. Ech hever hanachla miyishmal ubnei keturah. We learned about this in Baal Basra. How can he just take it away? So v'shema yesh lomar, shani hacha, tichsiv ki biyitzchak yikar lechazara. He took it as a tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem wanted Yitzchak to be his yoresh, so to speak, to be the follower of his. And therefore, if you have a tzivui from Hashem, that overrides the bitul asei of Nachla. Okay, so sorry about that. So Antoninus says to Rabbi, I could pater everyone from Minadin, Ketzad. Why? Guf Omer, third to last line, Neshama Chatas. The body will say, it's not my fault, it's the soul's fault. Shemiyom Shapir Shemimeni, from the day that I left, right, that the Neshama left me, Harinin Motal Ke'evin Domein Bekever. The body will say, I haven't moved since the soul left me. So obviously the sin wasn't from me. right? I've done nothing. V'neshama omer es guf chata. And the neshama, the soul, will say it's the body that sinned. Shemiyom shepirashti mimenu hareni parachas bavir kitzipar. Since I left the body, you know, I've just been flying around, and I haven't done any sins. So each of them will say, I'm off the hook. Oh, we'll do the whole story, and then maybe we'll give a message. Amar le em shalacha mashal. So Rebbe answers the Tanina. So I'll give you a mashal. L'mad v'adom elamelech pasav adam. A king, a human king. Shailo pardes na'ed. There was a human king that had a beautiful orchard. V'hayubo bakuros nos. And he had choice figs in the orchard. V'hoshev bo shnei shomrim. And he put two guards for the orchard. Echad chiger v'echad suma. One was lame, right, in a wheelchair, and one was blind. So they're each sitting there, and they each themselves cannot get the figs, because one can't see them, and one can't get there. So the chiger says to the suma, the lame says to the blind, Bakuros nos ani ra'o eba pardes. I see some gorgeous figs. Bo bahar kiveni v'nevi'em lachlam. Let me go on your shoulders, I'll direct you where to go, and we'll go get them. Rachav chiger agabe suma, the heviyim va'achlam, and that's what happened. The chiger, the lame, went on the blind, and they each enjoyed. They all both enjoyed the fruit. Liyamim ba'balapardei. So a couple of days later, the owner came. Amarlen bakuros nos heichanein. Where's my fruit? Amarlo chiger klom yishli raglayim lalechvahen. Well, I couldn't have taken it. I have no legs. Right. Amarlo suma klom yishli enayim leros. I can't see. You think I took it? I can't do anything. Ma asa. What did the balabayas do? Okay, here give chiger agabi suma v'donosam ke'echad. This is what I'm going to do. He put the lame on top of the blind one on his shoulders and says, okay, now I'm going to take you to court. Right, because, you know, together you guys did it. Afa kadosh baruch hu maybe neshama v'zorka beguf v'donosam ke'echad. What's God going to do? He's going to put our soul back into our body. That doesn't have to mean literally. It just means as a composite being, we're going to be judged. Meaning it's a little, both have part of it. Ladin v'la'ar the Shenemar, Yikare El Hashamay Me'al V'El Ha'aretz Ladin Amo, Yikare El Hashamayim Me'al Zeh Neshama V'El Aretz Ladin Amo Zeh Haguf. The Shem Shem Balachi here quote that maybe this is the connection to the name Am Ha'aretz. Right, Im Ha'aretz comes from this pasuk. The Ben Yoyada discusses what exactly is the message, the guf, the neshama. What exactly are we supposed to? Was Antoninus really driving at? So says the Ben Yoyada. After asking a couple of questions, and we're talking in the Olam HaEmes, right? It's not like a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? We're trying to hide something from Hashem in the Olam HaEmes, right? The answer is no. V'nirli b'siyata d'shmaya. Yesh osa masi yadayim lehedya. Sometimes we do actions ourselves, and sometimes we use a tool. We use a tool. When can we ever say that it was the tool's fault? And when can we say it's our fault? A sword kills. If a person kills with a sword, did the sword kill or did the person kill? The person couldn't have killed without the sword. But the sword only acted based on the fact that the person's holding the sword. Maybe that's what's going on here. Each of them are saying, well, the other one was the real weapon. You know, they used me. You know, I was just, you know, I'm the sword. But, you know, I was forced to do it. The soul says, I was forced to sin. It's the body's fault. The body says, I was forced to sin. I have no seichel. I have no intellect. It's the soul's fault. That's what they're arguing about. That's the issue. They're each saying that they were muchrach to do it. And because this is, we don't have a choice. And the neshama says the same thing. So what does Hashem do? He puts them together. Right, and therefore, Ritzono Ayetzer, and he continues, and he says that's what's going on here. Hashem says, both of you together are responsible, and that's why I'm going to judge you as is. Number one, conversation between Antoninus and Rebbe. Number two, Amar Antoninus the Rebbe. These are all the Antoninus, right? We have Gevia ben Besisis, we just had three, and now we have more of these conversations. Amar Antoninus the Rebbe. This is more on that story, as you can imagine, but we'll have to leave it for now. Amar Antoninus the Rebbe. Why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? Amarle says, Rebbe, Avi Ifcha Nami Haki Avi Amarle. What if it was the opposite? You'd also ask me. You can't ask me Akasha unless you have a different way that it should be, right? Why is this over here? Well, you can only ask why this is over here if it should be over there. So why does it set it rise in the east and set in the west? But are you just asking me that because if it was the opposite, you would have asked me the opposite? So it says, Antinous, no. This is my question. Why does it set in the west? What's the question? Usually things go back to where they started. So why doesn't it rise in the east, go around the horizon, like go around the sky, and then go down the same place where it came from? That's what my question is. Right? Most things in life, you know, come back to the same place where they started. Right? Gravity. Right? So why doesn't it start in the east and then set in the east? To give shalom aleichem and to bow to its creator. What we say every morning. The armies in the heaven will bow to you. And the Mesorah is that God is in the west. So therefore, when the sun sets in the west, it's as if the sun is bowing to Hashem. Right? Next time we see a sunset. That's what we have to think about. This Gemara. The sun sets in the west to bow to God. Amarle, he says, Antoninus, Vitesiat Palka Rakia. Why did they have to go the whole horizon? Why doesn't it just go up to the middle of the sky, go to noon, Vititin Shlama, say Shalom Aleichem, meaning lean towards God, Vitael, and then go straight down and set right in the middle of the sky? Hashem could have created that there's a sunrise up until noon and then it goes straight down. Answers Rebbe, Mishum Paulim Mishum Alov Vedrachim. Imagine if he had no warning before it got dark. It would be like bright sunshine and then boom, pitch black. Right? That would be, right? Workers would be out in the field, they'd be stuck there. Travelers would be stuck. So that's why it doesn't work. Right? We, imagine, a couple of weeks ago we had the complete solar eclipse. Right? We knew it was coming for years and decades. Right? Imagine somebody who was just minding their own business, all of a sudden it got pitch black. It was a total solar eclipse. No expecting anything. They wouldn't be able to function. Right? And again, in the days before, now we would know at 12:03. No, days without watches, days with sundials, it would just be impossible to live. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the sun set. So it's easier for us. We have warning. Next. Amar Antoninus the Rebbe, Neshama. And all of these have philosophical messages as well underneath. Neshama me'emas ha'nitna ba'adam. When do we get our neshama? Again, this is a guy. This is a Roman king, Antoninus, asking Rebbe all these questions. When do we get our neshama? Me'emas ha'nitna ba'adam. B'shas pekida or b'shas yitzira? Is it b'shas pekida? What's pekida? Rashi, of course, the Gemara Nida. When every drop that's going to be a human being is brought by the Malach in front of Hashem, and the Malach says, Hashem, okay, what's going to be with this drop? And Hashem decides everything then except for Yirat Shemayim. That's up to us. Right? Is it at that first moment, even before conception, that we get our neshama? O Mishas Yisira, or from conception, do we get our neshama? Amale Mishas Yisira. So Rebbe answers from the time of Yitzira. Right, conception. Is it possible to have a piece of meat that goes 3 days without salting and it doesn't become spoiled? It should be even before conception starts. Meaning, don't you need the neshama before anything takes place? It must be even earlier. What was Rebbe thinking? Didn't Rebbe know this? Rebbe answers, let me just do the next line. Amar Rebbe, Davrazel, Imdini Antoninus. Okay, I learned something from Antoninus. I think he's right. Umikra Messiah, when a pasuk supports him, Shenemar, Ufkudascha Shamar Ruchi. Some from the word Pekida. But what was Rebbe thinking originally? So the Ein Yaakov explains. He thought that the neshama of the mother would take care of the embryo at the beginning. Sadi, right? That's what the Havamina. And then Rebbe says, no. Antoninus says, no, he's got to have his own. It's like a Ben Pakua, right? Like the Shechita of the mother works. But that was the Havamina that Rebbe thought. But Antoninus convinced him that it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. It's really needs its own neshama. Finally, Antoninus the Rebbe. Me'emasai, once we spoke about the neshama, so what about the Yitzhara? Me'emasai Yitzhara Sholeh Ba'adam. When do we get our evil inclination? Mishas Yitzira o Mishas Yitzia. From conception or from when we're born? Amalei Mishas Yitzira, from when we are created. Amalei Imkein Boid B'me'im of a Yotze. What do you mean? If we ever already have a Yitzhara in utero, wouldn't we try to get out? Right? We reject the Ali Shur. Revolbi writes in Chelik Beis on page Tav Kuf Tes, 509. He says, the Yitzhara instinctively is a rejection mechanism. Right? It's an anti. It's not just a negative. It's an anti. And that's what I mean. In the womb, it's gotta be independent. right? And that is part of the stages of rebellion. Right, we've quoted in the past Rav Aaron Soloveitchik on the four sons in the Haggadah, right? That the four sons are really four stages of development, right? When a baby is born, it's Ein Yodei L'Shaul. As he gets a toddler, Tam, Mazos, what's this? Then the rebellious years, Rasha, and then ultimately Chacham, which are the independent years. So rebellion, there's an independence that is instinctual, so to speak. We have to try not to be independent from God. That's the Eves of Tov. But so says Antoninus, so he'll just got to try to get out. I think it comes at the time of birth. Amar Rebbe, Darazel Amdini Antoninus. I agree, I answer. He taught me this. Umikra Misayo Shinemar La Pesach Chatas Rovets. As the Pasuk says in Bracious, right, at the doorway, sin will be there. All the Achronim. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't bring it up. But we're familiar with Rashi and Parshas Toldos, right? What about Yaakov and Esav? Right, seems like the Eitz Hara is there, you know, before birth. Right, so how he's saying it's only at birth. So all the Achronim get into, like, what exactly is that? Maybe there are two types of Eitz Haras. There's the Eitz Hara in Machshava. There's the Eitz Hara in Maisa. The Aruch Laner talks about that. But this is a big discussion. They all discuss, like, what does it mean that Esav had a taiva to get out and Yaakov had a taiva to get out, right, at the, even earlier. Again, it is much discussed in the Achronim. On this Gemara, Reish Lakish Rami, Reish Lakish has the following stira: Ksiv, Bom, Iver, Upiseach, Harav, Yoledes, Yachtav. One pasuk is that we're back to Tchias Amesim here, right? That the blind and the lame will be born. Viksiv Azidaleka Ayal Piseach Vitaron Lashoni Lame. The mute will sing. Ki Nivku Bamidbar Mayim Unachalim Ba'arava. Right. So the question is, how do you put these two psukim together, right? One pasuk seems like that they will come alive with their blemishes. That's the first pasuk, and the second one sounds like they're going to sing and they'll be healed. So hakeitzad omdim b'muman umisrapin. They'll come alive with their mumin, but then they will be healed. Period. Ula rami ula has the following stira about tchias amesim. Ksiv, the pasuk says in Yeshayo, bila hamavas lanesach amach Hashem dimam yal kalpanim, the pasuk we see at Alavaya, that death shall be blotted out forever, and Hashem will wipe away the tears. Viksiv ki na'ar ben mea shana yamus lo yeh misham od ul yamim. Right, people will die after many years. So it seems like people are still going to die then. Death will not be wiped out. Lokasha, so the Gemara here answers, kan b'yisol kan b'ovdi kochavim. Maybe it depends by Jews will have that ultimate stage, and ovdi kochavim, idol worshippers, right, we'll translate that as, because the Rambam says, chasidi umas olam have olam haba too, but idol worshippers won't have it. Right, other answers given, there's an Aruch Laner. Not here, the Aruch Laner in Makos discusses a different chilek, and the Radak on this pasuk in Yeshayo says this. Bilam avas lanesach. The Aruch Laner isn't, why is that Aruch Laner in Makos? Right, the Gemara says that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have three more Ari Miklat, not just six, but nine. Ask the Aruch Laner, Bilam avas lanesach, what are you going to need Ari Miklat for? Right, there's not going to be any death in the world. Right, says the Aruch Laner, there's not going to be death from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there could be death from accidents, so to speak. Says the Aruch Laner, D'may damrinan d'yibala yibla hamaves zedavka shelo yemisa tiv'i me'atzmo al yidei malach hamaves aval kishe yirtzach ha'adam vada yomos gam limos ha'mashiach. Whoa. Right, and that's the Aruch Laner. And again, this gets into, what about is that the final stage? There'll be future stages after that. This Chies HaMesim and Yemos HaMashiach and all the different stages. But that's what the Radak says also on this pasuk in Yeshayo, in Perach HaFeh, Bila HaMavaz LaNetzach. What does that mean? Says the Radak, Misa Mikres, Lo Misa Tivis. Ritzon Lomar Harika Shehargo Mosam. Oh, see, he says exactly the opposite. He says the same chilek. What does it mean, Bilam Avos Lanesach? The goyim aren't going to want to kill us. But natural death will still happen. Exactly the opposite of the Aruch Laner. Ritzon Lomar Harika Shehargo Mosam HaGoyim Begalus Az Tevatel Osa Amisa V'Hadim HaShayis Al Kapanim. Ritzon Lomar HaKol Pnei Am Yisrael Shehbochim Begalus Tamid Meharaos Shehosim Lahem HaGoyim Azi Macha Kel Osa Adim Meal Pneiim Ki Lo Tielem Sara Od V'Cherpas Amo Yasir Meal Kala Aretz Shehim Ufuzarim B'Kala Aretz. That he will remove. But natural death, says the Radak, won't be removed. Right, so that's the meaning at a very late stage of life. Weiter. V'Ovdi Kachavim Ma'Bazim. One of the Ovdi Kachavim, the idol worshippers are going to even be there at all? Hanaf Tosib Behuva Amdu Zarim V'Rutzon Achem U'Bnei Nechar Ikarechem V'Karmechem. Yeah, they'll service us. The idol worshippers will service everyone else in the world at that time. Period. Rav Chisda, third stira. Rami, Ksiv, V'chafra, Halavana, Ubo, Shachama. The sun and the moon will be embarrassed. Ki Melech Hashem Svakos. Because Hashem, the light of Hashem will be there, and that will outshine even the sun and the moon. V'ksiv, V'hayar, Halavana, Karachamo. Karacham, V'rachama, Yeshiva, Tayim, Karshiva, Sayamim. The other pasuk, these are all in Yeshayahu, right? No, the sun and the moon will be very strong then. So which will it be? Lokasha, Kam Yimos HaMashiach, Kam Olam Haba. So here we see two different stages. Yimos HaMashiach, the days of the Messiah, and Olam Haba, right? So there'll be a difference between the two, with the moon and the sun will be totally, you know, outshined by God, so to speak, or they still will be there. But according to Shmuel, who says that Yimos HaMashiach will be a natural existence, so how do you understand this chazat, these psukim, lokasha, kan b'machane tzadikim, kan b'machane shchina? The machane tzadikim will have, you know, amongst the tzadikim, there will be still a natural existence. But in the machane shchina, there'll be a certain area where Hashem will be so visible, so to speak, that the sun and the moon will not have any shlita in that case. Again, this line of Shmuel is quoted by the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Malachim, and is quoted by the Gemara elsewhere, the Ritva in Masechta Shabbos, where this is quoted, Daf Samak Gimel, Pirish, Shelo Yisbatel Klum Misidro Shel Olam. What Shmuel says this, it doesn't mean it's to be exactly like it is now. It means we'll live a physical existence, but we'll have a Beis HaMikdash, we'll have the Shechina, we'll have Chachma and Torah, and learning will be rampant. Right? It will be different, but it'll still be just a physical existence. That's what Shmuel means. Again, a very big topic. Rav Arami, Ksiv. Ani amis v'achayeh. One pasuk Hashem says that I cause to die and I cause to live. V'ksiv machasti v'ani erpa. But Hashem also says, I wound and I will heal. What do you mean? Well, Hashem, what's Hashem going to do in the future? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, mash ani mamis, ani machayeh, v'hadem mash machasti ani erpa. I will bring alive and then I will heal, as we said earlier. Tan Rabban, ani amis v'achayeh, I will cause to die and I will cause to live. Yachol shetei misa v'echad v'chayim v'echad. You might think this pasuk means that Hashem will cause some people to die and different people to be born. Tamalomer, no, machatzi v'ani erpa. Compare it to sickness and refuah. Ma machitza v'refuah v'echad. Just like sickness and healing means the same person. Af misa v'chayim v'echad. Minayat mikam tshuva la'omrim ein tchias mesa min haTorah. Getting back to what we spoke about earlier, this is also a remez for Tchias HaMesim from the Torah. Right, it's not really from, right, this is back to Sukkim from the Torah, from the Dvarim. Tanya, Am Rabbi Meir, Minan Tchias HaMesim in the Torah, Shenemar, this one we know. Oz Yashir Moshe B'nai Yisrael Zashir Azos Lashem. Moshe and B'nai Yisrael will sing, Yashir. Sharlo Nemar Ela Yashir. It doesn't say sang, but will sing. Minat Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Kayotzi B'davar HaTomer. Similarly, Oz Yivne Yeshua Mizbeach L'Hashem. Yeshua will build the Mizbeach. Bona Lo Nomar Ela Yivne Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. So all the future tense, Yeshua and Moshe will. Ela Mayata, one second. But what about the following? Oz Yivne Shlomo Bama L'Kamosh Shikatz Moav. Shlomo will build a altar for the Avodah Zarah, like his wives led him. Hachinami de Yivne. Elamalakos of Ki'ilu Bana. I don't like that pasuk, that source, because you can say Yivne means Ki'ilu he built it. Ki'ilu he built it. And that's, therefore, just because it's in the future tense doesn't mean that's a remez to Tchias HaMesim. A little bit more. Amrim Shubin Levi. Minan Tchias HaMesim and Torah Shenemar. Ashre Yoshve Vesecha. O di Halalucha Sela. Praise are those that sit in your house. They will in the future praise you. Hilalucha lo nemar elo yehalalucha minan tchias hamesim min haTorah. Amr Shua ben Levi. Kol omer shir b'olam hazeh zocha v'omer lo maba. Whoever says song, who sings to Hashem in this world, will sing to Hashem in the next world too. Shnemar ashri yoshev esecha, that's this world. Od yehalalucha sela, will sing to Hashem in the next world as well. Amr chiyah bar abba amr b'yochana minan tchias hamesim min haTorah shnemar. Kol tzofayich nasu kol, the tzofet, the ones that see. Again, we discussed in our Yeshayo Shirim, who's being referred to here. Many of the Nevi'im in Yeshayo are unclear, and they might be referred to certain times that took place already, or certain times that will take place. But Kol Safayach Nasu Kol Yachdav Yiranenu. They will sing together. Vagomer. Rinnu lo nomar ela yiranenu minat mikan l'tchias ha-mesim min ha-Torah. But we just also darshan the line again. Arachia bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Asidin kol ha-Nevi'im kulan omrim shira b'kol echad. All the Nevi'im will say shira at one time. Shenemar kol tzafayach nasu kol yachtav yiranenu. Says the Marsha, don't we say trei koli lo mishtami? You can't hear two people at once. But what does the Gemara say? If it's chaviv to you, you could hear it. If it's chaviv. So here too, it's going to be chaviv. Every prophecy will be chaviv to us, and therefore we will be able to hear it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Amar of Yehuda, B'Hashem, we will continue with these jam-packed dafim, B'Hashem, tomorrow.